Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and it is my pleasure to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Would you like to recalibrate your energy field and heal yourself in mind, body, spirit, and emotion using music and sound effortlessly? Hi, if you said yes, you're going to want to meet my guest today, Jill Mattson. She's a prolific artist, musician, and author, and she's a widely recognized expert and composer in the field of sound and color healing. Jill has been sponsored in art gallery openings all over the country. Her vivid colors and healing nature of her work is unique in the artistic field. She is a color therapist and expert in matching frequencies of colors with emotions and physical issues. She's also produced 9 musical CDs with intriguing, magical tracks using ancient and modern techniques and special healing frequencies to achieve profound benefits. Jill's also written 4 books and won multiple awards. Crystal Realm CD was the best sound healing CD of 2017, the People's Choice for Music of the Year, Industry Choice for Best Music of the Year 2017, The Lost Waves of Time, Best Book of 2016 from the People's Choice and Industry Leader's Choice, and Best Alternative Science Book of 2016, Deep Wave Body Healing CD, Best Sound Healing CD of 2016, Contacting Angels and Masters CD, Best CD of 2015, and Deep Wave Beauty CD, Best New Age CD, Silver Award. Jill has participated in many hundreds of teleseminars, radio shows, and magazines, and she offers an online sound and color healing school. She presents new ways of approaching health and everyday issues using the benefits of sound and color. So without further ado, let me bring on Jill Mattson. Jill, are you with me?
I am, and thank you for such a lovely intro. And I'm really excited to reach out to people on Love Never Dies.
We're excited to have you, let me tell you. we're giggling, you know, you can feel the vibration. Yeah. enjoyment of, like, it's a sort of vibration of 2 little girls who are happy to play together.
Amen.
Yeah, and as you're going to discover soon, much to the chagrin of my radio syndicator, I am rather racy, so you never know what's going to come out of my mouth. My poor engineer has asked to be reassigned. Yeah, so
surprises make it so much more fun.
Yeah, really. Oh my God, my last show, I swear to God, it's no joke. I had a woman, I didn't know she was a former nun, and she started talking about how her order wasn't under the Pope, she was directly under the bishop. That's all she had to say. And I just riffed out on that. And then we cracked up for like a minute, and then I said, oh, I know my sponsors are going to pull out on me now.
So, why? You never know. Sometimes that kind of conflict attracts.
Yeah. So, Jill, have you always been interested in sound healing and color healing? Or is this a later in life interest? What?
Later in life thing. Yeah. I was on a spiritual quest, and I was writing a book. I was writing the Old Testament, and then I was going to write the New Testament as an autobiography of God. And kind of like God being a gamer and all his people on earth being, you know, characters in a role-playing game. So anyway, I started to write the Old Testament. I'm very, very sincere. And, you know, God's cranky. God is moody. And he does some not very nice things in the Old Testament. And to me, that was like it changed my life, because I couldn't come to grips with that. My idea was God is love and nothing less. So
right.
I was a very sincere Christian. So I went on a quest because I had spent all this time writing this book. I just hated to think I'd spent all that time to change my mind. So I decided there's another, you know, it hurt my ego. But anyway, there's another Bible out there that's going to present God as loving. And I started for the Serpentine and anyway, and this one and that translation and so forth. And I ended up in the Kabbalah, which is esoteric Judaism. And it was lovely. They had many beautiful ways of thinking of God that really enhanced my idea of love and light and vibration and energy. And this is still like 30 years ago. So it's kind of nobody's talking like they talk today. But it really turned me on. And shortly thereafter, that led me right into the Sumerian mysteries, Zoroastrian. And then I was into the papyri in Egypt. And I spent 30 years on this quest, really, to find the most beautiful love I could think of, the most beautiful loving God I could think of, because I thought the better I can imagine God, the better I am. You know, I mean, think if I have a big hairy God, what does that make me? You know, mean and stuff, you know, I'm going to copy him. So,
right, because
anyway,
God's in every one of us, so, right?
Right. And anyway, so I am a musician since the knee high to a grasshopper. And when I'm reading these ancient texts, and I'm quite the geek, I read thousands of them. They're using sound and music to rehab criminals, to build, to lift rocks, to, you know, this type of sound pattern for their tomatoes to grow better, this one for the squash to grow better. They're using sound and music to make their enemies sick, to make themselves strong. They're using sound and music to shape the character and virtue. They're using sound and music to get rid of mental health, learning disabilities, emotion-centered problems. They're using sound and music to develop virtue. And it's like I just like a porcupine with my hairs on end because I had never thought that music changes you. And so I spent the rest of the next 25, 30 years reading physics. And I'm very, very psychic, too. And that's been very useful because many of the ancient music techniques were to create white light in your aura, which is healing, mind, body, soul. It can get rid of illnesses. It can get rid of emotional blocks. And they're doing it all with sound and music, which is ultimately very accurate, inexpensible, used over and over and over again, enjoyable, doesn't take your time, don't have to pay attention. And being a musician and a composer, I just spent my rest of my life bringing this forward. I brought it forward in books. My Lost Ways of Time book took me 25 years to write, but it details the music in each ancient culture. And our history books, our university, does nothing more than go back in music history to the Renaissance. But if you really go back, you'll see that, you know, the Chinese were using it for balance. The Hindus were using it to ground. The Hindus were using rhythms. The Chinese were using mathematical patterns of five. Every culture had like different energy treatments, like today's Reiki, a different type, and they did it through music. And by reading them all and putting them all together, I decided to change the way the world views music because you ingest sound, and it changes who you are. You can, for example, look at all the frequencies in your body's energy, and you can count it cycles per second. So you can look at every item, every process in your body, like on a graph, which I do, and you see all the sounds. Listen to a sound and watch them change. We don't really pay attention to how it changes us because sound's all over the place and we don't keep up a long enough dosage. Let's say I play the frequency of niacin, a supplement that makes your face flush. Everybody's face is going to flush and nobody takes the pill. Same thing.
We're talking about energy here. The vibration is energy.
Yes.
And so, of course, you're speaking to me in a language I totally understand, because, you know, my work is about energetically communicating with our loved ones in the spirit realm, sending and receiving energetic frequencies, raising our vibrations so we can send the energetic frequency that enables us to communicate back and forth. So this makes complete sense to me. And, you know, it's funny, when my husband was still in a body, we observed that I could speak to all the wild animals. They would understand, they would come over, and we decided that it was an energetic frequency that I was sending so that they would understand. If I would call, you know, a cardinal to come over, then the chickadee, then the titmouse, how did they know? Somehow the frequency of my voice was conveying a brain-to-brain energetic message. And then when they would come over and I would speak to them, they would always fall into a trance. And we concluded that there was something in the frequency of my voice that would put them into a trance.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from the work that I'm doing, I have a class on my website called Change Your Voice, Change Your Life.
Oh,
the ancient people literally healed illnesses with their voice. And there's many, and I got a book coming out soon on that too, but there's many, many ways. Let me just give you a kind of a tangential example.
Love it.
The ancient people thought of all energy as music, which it is. You can count the cycles per second of anything that vibrates and translate it into music. And energy travels along the same frequency from sound to whatever's that frequency in your body. So, they just wanted systems or easy classification, easy cute names, you know, to define all the energy. And they would just take an octave of music or an octave of energy, NCC, same note, just higher or lower. So as soon as you double the cycle per second, you get an octave. So within that octave, they would just call music like elemental names, like air, water, fire. They're actually talking about musical tones and harmonics, but they're also talking that those tones and harmonics mock the feelings of air, earth, water, and fire. And so they would just use that as a classification to see what frequencies you're missing. So it's so easy, you know, if you know somebody who's fiery, then, and they're out of control, you talk to them in a very watery voice. And even though they're really angry, they're going to calm down.
Yeah. Wait a minute, I almost just fell off the couch there. You know, I was just thinking, I think it's wonderful what you're saying. Nobody's really thought about it. But, you know, of course, mothers have intuited these things, right? The baby is freaked out, so doesn't the mother intuitively know to change her tone? Mm-hmm. There are instincts about this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like when the baby's freaking, the mother starts at, now, and the baby calms down, right?
Right, and so it's an emotion, which is a frequency in a cycle per second, that she can feel and the baby absorbs. It's a rhythm pattern, which is also music. You go from na-na-na-na to bum, bum, bum to calm down. Mm-hmm. And it's a harmonic, which is like an after ripple of sound. And harmonics, different types of harmonics, affect the body in many ways. For example, when you look at the mathematics of the frequencies of the cycles per second, the energy in your digestion mm-hmm. process, chemical formula, it's a harmonic pattern. It's a sound wave. And you can tune that, because as we age, most of us don't utilize all those vitamins or supplements or food.
People don't make enough enzymes, enough hydrochloric acid. There's malabsorption. So you're saying you can use sound to correct for that. So what would that sound like?
Well, I have a CD. It's called Deep Wave Beauty. And in it, I was getting on in age, and I was getting, this is embarrassing, but I was getting a little vain. And so the thought started here that I'm going to euthan And so I put in the muscles in your face and neck, collagen and vitamins, because I wanted to support the skin, because you take that vitamin pill, you don't get those vitamins into your system. You eliminate them often. But with sound, that's very invasive. And then I wanted to tighten the muscles. And think of, like if you were to, this is gross, but think of stringing a muscle on a violin or a cello. You know, you need a long one for that deep bass and a short one for the little high bass. So you can literally tune your muscles, and they have a generic frequency among people. And as we age, they get musically flat. And we can tune them right back up.
In other words, it's sort of the same as what happens when your breasts sag as you get older.
Yeah.
You take your bra off and you have to shout timber.
Yes.
So you're saying you can act. Are you telling me I could get a boob lift from this sound frequency?
I tell you, you lift enough and it will change your body. In fact, I have a story to tell you, because as I'm saying, I'm envisioning my face, okay? And I had this lady write to me, and she said that she was going to her high school reunion. And you need a lot of dosage with sound. So she worked at home, and she listened to Deep Wave Beauty CD for 24/7 for 2 weeks. That's a lot of listen. It was on low. She didn't pay attention, but that's fine. That's
while she was sleeping, like subliminally,
right,
she
absolutely
kept running it.
Mm-hmm. Right. So she said she could barely even talk about how she looked for that reunion. The purpose of the letter was to tell her that she had had knee surgery that failed 6 months ago, and she hadn't walked. And she walked to her high school reunion. And I was like,
wow,
how could that be? I only put in the muscles of the face and neck. And then
but the collagen.
No, it wasn't that.
No?
Again. No. Let me see. What, energy transfers on the same frequency. That's resonance. It's science.
Okay.
And also octaves of the same frequency. CC, same note, just higher. And the muscle system, when I looked at the numbers more closely, they're holographic. So an octave, the knee is an octave of the muscles in the face.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Your whole muscle system. So could you tighten it all? Yes, you could.
All right. Well, let's play a little game. I think this would be fun. Because you gave us some samples of some of your music, your sound healing music.
Mm-hmm.
And what I was thinking is, maybe what we could do is think of, let's say, an emotion or an imbalance. And everybody listening could tune into that frequency. Like, let's say, I'm really angry about something. And then we take a moment to feel that feeling and the imbalance of it in our bodies. And then, and I'm just saying this hypothetically now, and then we play the music that would be the correction for that frequency.
Mm.
So could we do a little game like that? Because
yes,
you know what the music is correcting for in the samples you gave us.
Yes.
So what would be a good game that we could play,
okay,
so people could
but
feel the before and after?
Before we come back to it, we do have a sample from Deep Wave Beauty, but that's not the one we're going to play in our little game.
No, because
so
then I would have to get a facelift like instantly, and that's going to take a little more time, right?
It is. It is.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Let me talk a little bit about the music, and then we'll set up our little game.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Okay.
I did these healing flower symphonies, and this was when I was into the Pythagorean mystery schools. The secret writings, the teachings of the Pythagoreans about 500 years before Christ, they were first and foremost using music as a tool to heal. The Greeks were using music to rehab criminals. They had a lot of tribe people that they felt were all the same. They kind of live and die together. They were very deeply connected, and the whole tribe had the same personality, according to the Greek writers. So they were using specific modes or types of songs to balance out their quirks in their personality. And one of the big things that the Greeks were using was cathartic music. And they deemed that a large percentage of your physical health issues result from pushed down, shoved down, ignored, that didn't bother me kind of stuff, of negative emotions stuffed in your body. And there are certain frequency and feelings, so they would create music and like get in touch with them, do those frequencies. And then they would like jiggle them. Think to this example. I worry, and that's a certain cycle per second because it's a feeling and we all know what it is, and it's always the same cycle per second. That's why we all feel the same when we feel worry. It's also the same cycle per second as the lining of my tummy. So if I worry a lot, I get an ulcer because energy travels on the same frequency. I don't get a bunion because that's a different frequency. So they would use music to take out negative emotions and then bring in positive. And I have a clip, it's just a clip, of the positive emotion of exactly what you say. And it's the agrimony flower clip. And so do you want them to guess the feeling, or do you want me to tell them what to feel, or how do you want
to work
with?
We did not prepare this at all. So what you're suggesting is, we can play more than one game, you can tell we like to play. So this game would be, can you tell when you listen to this clip what emotion is being evoked in you, right?
Perfect.
Okay, so we're going to do the agrimony first?
Yes.
All right, so let's see. How long is the clip? Because we have to go to break at 22. How long is it?
I think it's like a minute.
Okay, so I'm wondering. All right, well, let's try it. And if we have to go to break, we'll go to a break, and then we'll see if we can guess what the emotion that clip was attempting to evoke in us evokes. So go ahead, Bob. Play it for us. Agrimony, please. So listen, hold on to that feeling. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Is something missing in your life? Maybe you feel lonely and unloved, or your work doesn't bring you joy, or you're secretly jealous of others. Millions of people, even those who are successful and surrounded by those who love them, secretly feel empty. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I want you to know that the real source of our discontent is disconnection. And connecting to others and feeling love to our core is the cure. But to really connect, you gotta get naked. And I don't mean drop and trowel. I'm talking about radical emotional nudity, where we expose our deepest self, warts and all. Being seen and loved in this vulnerable place is the key to unlocking the door to self-love, healing, deeply intimate relationships, vibrancy, and joy in every area of your life. Join me June 7 through 9 at the Art of Living Retreat Center in Boone, North Carolina. Get naked, get connected, and be radically transformed. To find out more, visit AskDrLove.com/live events. That's AskDrLove.com/live events.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hello again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm talking with Jill Mattson, the beautiful sound and color healing artist, musician, and author. Jill, right before we took the break, we heard this lovely piece that you composed, and the game we were playing was to see if we could tell what feeling the music is meant to evoke. So, do you want me to tell you what I felt as soon as the first strains of the music came on?
Sure.
Well, initially, the first feeling was I was going to weep. Mm-hmm. It's so beautiful. And the vibration was so high, it felt like it went straight to my heart. And it gave me a feeling of both, it was a multitude of feelings around this very high vibration of love, reverence, worship. That was the vibration.
Beautiful, beautiful. Would you like me
and
to
what,
tell
what
me
did you
what
mean?
Its target? Okay. Well, it's a part of a longer piece where I go in and in the flower symphonies I take out negativity, and I didn't put the negative part on. But this is for people who are pleasers, and I'm really good at this because I'm one of them. And I will like try to please people. And before I even think, you know, I got something nice out of my mouth, and I often don't even mean it. And it comes off sweet, but not really. And I'm always trying to please. It's like I give everybody else my power so they think I'm a good person, or I think I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And what this, so it takes that out in the part we didn't hear. And this is the part that brings in that the truth of who you are is who you're meant to be.
Mm.
And you are enough. And in fact, you're beautiful, holy, you're full. And it's just this glorious feeling that you don't need to please everybody. You just need to be.
So that's interesting because, notice, I went straight to the heart of the matter, literally, because mm-hmm. when you're trying to people please, it's because you don't really love yourself.
Correct.
So you think, oh, if I'm a good girl, a nice girl, then the other person will love me and then I'll feel better about
mm-hmm.
myself. So I kind of cut through all of that to the love.
Yeah,
you know,
that's exactly
just went
what
right
it's about. And it's,
yes.
And it's this joy and this surprise. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm all I need. I'm it. I'm
mm-hmm.
beauty. I'm love. I'm joy all at once. And it's a little bit of a surprise of that. And there is a little bit of sorrow because it's coming right off of shedding all that pleasing stuff.
This is the good girl. This is the good girl one.
Yes.
Say goodbye to the good girl.
Yes. And hello to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And the music also has an eternal quality to me. It was almost like ancient music and modern music. You have this wonderful integration of everything in that piece.
Thank you. And it also has the frequencies as like little tiny wind chimes of the agrimony flower and the frequencies of the agrimony flower remedy. And the flower essence are a series of healing tools that come from indigenous people in which they would heal their physical body by healing their emotional body. And they would do it by ingesting the energy of a flower, like a daisy for someone who's depressed because it's cheerful. Someone feels ugly, you would be around or consume the energy of a rose because it's beautiful. And it has the actual flower remedies. It's the same as using the remedies, listening.
Wow, you get the same vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I had suggested a game where if we're feeling
fun.
An emotion.
I didn't know we were going to do games.
I know. I've never grown up. Have you noticed, Jill? I just never grew up.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm so immature.
That's
right, so what if, can we do this where you have an emotion and then you can actually use the music to reverse the emotion? Is it possible for us?
That is the purpose of this.
Right, and but can we do a little demonstration of that?
I didn't give you a clip of the negative to the positive. I have
okay.
it. I just didn't give it to you. And that's exactly what it does. And I can describe a little bit, and that is that it's like when, let's say back to the worry. I worry, and it's the same frequencies aligning my tummy, so all that worry crap, it's all building up and festering in my stomach. It gets stuck underneath the tissues. That's why it stays there. And the music goes out. And so if we're getting rid of worry, the music's going to sound like worry. It's going to have the frequency of worry. And it's going to be kind of nasty like worry. And it will like vibrate any frequency of worry in your body. And it digs it loose. So it's almost like you burp. You know, it digs it loose.
What?
It digs it loose.
This
might feel a little uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden it pops off.
So basically what you're...
Oh, yeah,
I'm so excited by what you're saying because you're saying you start with the frequency of what's troubling you in a way sort of like homeopathy where you have a little micro dose of the ailment or like in therapy, you have to start where the person is. So the music is starting with the frequency of what's troubling you so that it gets into attunement with that frequency and then you reverse it.
Yes.
Fascinating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you and it's like for me, I'm very sensitive. So my body only releases so much. So I just listen to all the CDs because you pick up negative vibes from people you live with. I believe past lives, genetics, all kinds of things. Because I know, like I release on some. I have most of the negative qualities, but there was like one I didn't think I have. And, you know, I release on that all the time, and it's because I'm around others that have that negativity. So I listen to this 2-CD set all the time, and it takes about 3 to 6 months of listening to start to clear your emotional field because we have, you know, we want to be good people. I know I've catch myself doing it. It's like I'll say, oh, of course I forgive you, and then I'm an artist, so I'll paint how angry I am for the next 6 months. I was just lying to myself because I wanted to be good. And then I can listen to these flowers, and it finds all that crap I hid, and it lets it go. But my body will only release so much at a time. So I find, if you will, I have like a sound burp, if you will, only one or two per listen because it's toxic. And to heal it, you have to feel it. And I just randomly listen to them and let it peel off when it's ready.
It's like an emotional enema through music.
Oh, yes.
But you did. But it's a slow. It's like a high colonic, high octave, and you just.
Oh, that should have been the title of it. Oh, damn, I missed it. I call Have you ever thought about going into marketing?
Oh, that's what I do, girl, all the time, all the time. So this is wonderful. So before we go to break, maybe we could hear another piece, and then you could set us up and explain.
Yes. How about if we listen to the one in the heart? This one came, I had this out-of-body experience. Anyway, and I observed ancient people doing this, and they were tuning their organs in their body with song. And afterwards, I thought about it. With science, you can do this because organs in your body have a general frequency when healthy. In studies of rats, I don't think they've done them on people, but in studies of rats and numerous animals, if you tune the organ heals itself. And when I had this out-of-body experience and I saw these people doing it, I think those people are long gone, but the ancient Chinese have the remnants of this technique. And so it's not just listening to the healthy sounds of an organ, but they have a whole like protocol to recognize your organ, the feelings you store in the organ, and alter them, take out the crap and build in the good stuff. And so the idea is, well, the music in the background, like if we were to listen to the music of the pancreas, the music will heal your pancreas. It's in the root note of your pancreas, and the different subparts of your pancreas are going to be harmonics of the root note. In other words, each organ is like a unified sound together, because each sound has like harmonic ripples, and those are the elements of that organ. And I created them with software because they don't record otherwise in digital. So following along is very helpful. It's a guided meditation. And also, if you don't, just listen to it. And I think
right.
We cued up the heart.
So what we're going to have to do, because this next clip that you want to play is 5 minutes, and we've got to go to break in 3 minutes, I'm wondering if we can, when we come back from the break for our third segment, we can play this piece. Is there another piece that we could play in the interim?
Yes.
You know, what do you suggest?
Perfect.
What?
Okay, always. Now, when I got into the Sumerian mysteries, the great Zoroastrians in the Iran-Iraq area in their early writings and histories, they are always into healing with the star energies. And lo and behold, frequencies come in every day from the stars, simply their motions and their orbits. You can even buy them for $9.99 off one of the satellite companies. And they alter us. It's AKA astrology. And so what I did was I put in the frequencies of all the planets in our solar system and also NASA tapings and frequencies of carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, which is in the star and in the body. And the Sumerians listen to these to put white light in your aura, which is a very high spiritual healing. Always. Here you go.
All right. So which one are we going to listen to?
Always. It's called Always.
Always. Okay, Bob, thank you for playing Always. Completely in the spirit realm right there.
That's
completely.
The whole point of that.
Oh, that is such a different vibration. It's very celestial. You can feel.
Mm-hmm.
feel the energy.
And it's healing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. I get all these letters from people that animals heal for healing of animals. And it's where do you get – you can do Carillion photography on this music and watch your aura grow bright with listening to This Soul and Paint Your Soul, these two different CDs. And where does the white light come from, which is very healing, by the way? It comes from chakras above your head. And the Paint Your Soul CD, it comes from the first chakra above your head. This is like the level of your higher self. It's higher up your life stream. And it's a very high vibe. It's almost like it's so beautiful, it doesn't even know sorrow.
Exactly. Let's take a break. I have great sorrow to take a break, but we'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Is something missing in your life? Maybe you feel lonely and unloved, or your work doesn't bring you joy, or you're secretly jealous of others. Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Millions of people, even those who are successful and surrounded by people who love them, secretly feel empty. The real source of our discontent is disconnection, and connecting to others and feeling love to our core is the cure. But to really connect, you gotta get naked. And I don't mean dropping trowel. I'm talking about radical emotional nudity, where we expose our deepest self, warts and all. Being seen and loved in this vulnerable place is the key to unlocking the door to self-love, healing, deeply intimate relationships, vibrancy, and joy in every area of your life. Join me August 9th through 11th at 1440 Multiversity in Scotts Valley, California for my only West Coast event this year. To find out more and to register, visit askdrlove.com/live events. That's askdrlove.com/live events. See you at 1440 Multiversity.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm talking with Jill Batson. She's an artist, musician, and author, and a recognized expert and composer in the field of sound and color healing. We're having so much fun. So, We had a longer piece that I promised we would play in this segment, and you already did some of the introduction about the piece, but is there any more you would like to say about it before we play it?
No, the frequencies in the background and little like tuning fork sounds will tune your heart. We're doing the organ of the heart, and just remember what it feels like, because you're going to get to feel what a healthy heart feels like. And as we age, you're 60 years old, the average is like your heart's at 60% capacity, all your organs. And this is retuning so that the organ can heal itself.
Wow.
And it's like, a guided meditation, yeah.
It's wonderful. All right. And, you know, it's like, you know, they have tuning tools to tune a piano. So this is the way you are tuning the frequencies of our organs. Like you said, they each have a vibration. You know, it's funny, you made me think also about, you know, that black box, the Vega box that the Queen of England uses, where they, you know, put frequencies into the body to correct whatever illness there is in an organ. Yes, you never heard about this? I'm all about alternative healing. And that made me think about what you're describing, because there's some testing where they use the machine, like the Vega testing. They can actually pick up your frequency of where you're imbalanced and then put the right frequency in. So it's very close to what you're doing, but what you're doing is much more cost effective. You just buy the CD. Yeah. And now you're doing your own recalibration.
Yes. I have written a book on exactly the system, a mathematical system that can be tested and so forth, called Secret Sounds. But my CDs are like generic. They help everybody, you know, kind of like drive-by healing kind of music. Whereas when you're doing something, let's say to heal a diabetes, someone who doesn't have diabetes doesn't want to listen.
Just
like
you wouldn't
go to the
hospital. It just doesn't even appeal.
You know, for giggles, just take everybody's medicine that you don't know.
Right. And you're saying that intuitively you're not drawn to it, and you don't want to listen to it, and you don't need it.
Right. Right.
All right. But everyone needs to open the heart.
Everyone needs this. Yeah, this is beautiful.
Everyone.
Okey-dokey.
So shall we listen to this now?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Would be
Bob, would you mind just saying the name again of this particular clip?
The heart.
So Bob,
the heart.
The heart. Okay, Bob, that's the one we're going to listen to.
Imagine your heart. It is a little bigger than your fist. Like a lopsided bag. It's bigger on the top than the bottom. It's in the center of your chest, at the level of your breasts. Focus on your heart. What does it feel like? Imagine the heart colored pink and green. It's balanced. Imagine that a fire is encasing your heart, and this energy is very healing. Recall how you feel in the summertime when the sun is at the highest point in the sky. Recall the feeling of bitter. Visualize wood feeding a fire. These sensations enhance the energy of fire, strengthening your heart. Now we're going to clear negative energy associated with the heart. You will feel negativity briefly as you release your stored negative energy. Recall hysteria and excitement. Feel it and breathe it out. Feel cowardly, deceitful, and paranoid. Let it go. Now feel courage, valor, honesty, and compassion. Feel love. Feel joy. Breathe it in and become it. the music that follows has the tones and the harmonics associated with a healthy heart. Listen and absorb and love the heart that has been with you your whole life, faithfully beating, faithfully loving you. The harmonics are soft, sometimes out of your hearing range. You still receive the healthy vibration in the meditation.
Profound.
Thank you.
I hear also it's your voice and the way you articulate is as if you are in the spirit realm. There's something very intentional in the way you articulate the syllables. Even the speech has a vibration.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I channel.
I feel that it's a channeled voice. Mm-hmm. It's not even a human voice. That was clear to me. When you work with clients, I'm sure you mm-hmm. listen to the vibration of their voices, and that's how you diagnose what they need.
Well, yes. You can be very specific about that. And again, I have a whole book on that called Secret Sounds Ultimate Healing, because your voice is literally holographic. And I write about the work of Sherry Edwards and the science of basically looking at every frequency through the voice. You can find every frequency in other ways, like through your sweat, through aura, and so forth. And then there's ancient methods in which they don't have software programs. And they say that you can alter your voice because the rich always sound different. So you can create an abundant voice and bring it in, because it's your main creation is your voice, not what your voice is saying, not the content. How
the vibration. So we only have a minute left, Jill. You and I could spend probably a year together, and it would go like a moment. So
I want to make sure everybody knows that you have a lot of free giveaways, free sound healing music, and as you said, other cool stuff at your website, www.jillswingsoflight.com. So in the last couple minutes, what would you like everybody listening to take away?
That you are not separate from music, that music is invasive and becomes you. Pay attention to what you're listening, and your body is conscious and intelligent, unknown to us who aren't as conscious as our body to know. I mean, our body knows we're conscious, but we don't know our body's conscious. And your body knows what it needs for health, and it releases endorphins. So how beautiful, how simple. Pay attention to what you love in music and listen. And the more you listen, the more you ingest.
Beautiful. Very beautiful. And so for people to connect with you, it's at jillswingsoflight.com. Is that the best way?
Yes. My email's there under contact, and a ton of free stuff and a ton of videos, sound healing school, all kinds of cool stuff.
You are love, Jill. That is so clear. Mm-hmm. Of all the work you've done over the decades to become a channel of love has really culminated in this beautiful work, this ministry of yours. And you remind me very much of the monks that would chant in order to be closer to God, you know? Mm-hmm. You bring us all closer to beauty and love and light, self-love, love of others, through listening. So check Jill out at jillswingsoflight.com. This has been a really beautiful interview. I've loved spending time with you, and I know you'll be back. So I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm just going to say adieu.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. We get to play games again.
Okay. Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.